If you've ever paid good money to buy Photoshop, whichever flavour you want to talk about, then I think it's time to look away now. Because if you have a PCAT Sumo Paint, an online application, I think you'll be astounded at how much of the functionality you get in Photoshop is available through Sumo Paint. And I would argue that it's actually a similar, and so if you use Photoshop, you'll be comfortable in this surrounding, but it's, I think, of an easy to use interface. The layout just seems more usable. You don't need to create an account, you can just get up and running straight away and either upload a photograph or access a URL somewhere on the web if you've got a Flickr account, Instagram or wherever, and the photo is cited elsewhere. Or you can just work on a blank canvas and use it as a painting application. If you do choose to do the latter, then there's a really wide range of tools, some of the standard ones you'd expect, like clones and text and shape tools, but there's a really broad range of brushes too. And for each brush that you choose, there's a range of settings that you can set to get the brush working exactly as you want it to. I think artists would be delighted with this. As I mentioned, you can also upload or reference photos elsewhere and bring them in. That all happens in a really slick fashion. And then you've got a range of image editing tools. The standard simple ones you'd expect, like rotation and flipping and changing image and canvas size, cropping, that kind of thing. And then you've also got adjustments to things like the hue, saturation, gradients, the curves, the levels and so forth. Or you can automate the process. That's also available too. As you'd hope, you've got layers. So for those of you that are used to manipulating imagery and adding different layers in order to help with that, that's there. But the filters are amazing too. There's some superb filter effects. The standard ones that you'd expect, like pixelating, noise and sharpening, that kind of thing. But there's a really interesting 3D effects, a cube designer. I'll give you an example of that in the blog. And then a lighting effects. I've never seen anything like them. Superb to use. And then there's a fractal designer too. All of that's available for free. But if you choose to pay the princely sum of €19, that's what, a tenner, just a 12 quid, something like that, you can get an even wider range of brushes and filters and so forth. Unbelievable. Why on earth would you pay money for something like Photoshop?